Norm Frank's athletic regimen will never serve as a model for long-distance wannabes. He eats whatever he wants, and many weeks runs only during the marathon. And his running form ain't pretty either. A flat-footed version, wearing out just a single pair of shoes each year.
I look just awful running, and I know that. I've seen pictures and don't look like a runner at all. I just picked up the bad habit of running with my head down and slumped over a little, and it doesn't look good, but it's successful for me, so I haven't tried to change it.
Frank has run in all but 6 of the 50 United States, and in Canada, Jamaica, Berlin, Dublin, and along the trail of history's first recorded marathon in Athens, Greece. Over 90 of his finishes were posted in ultra-marathons, distances of 31 miles or more. He's averaged over 30 races for the past several years, and it's still a challenge.
And that's why I still do it. You can never take a marathon for granted because it'll come up and grab you one day when you least expect it, and it happens to everyone. You have to respect the distance, you have to respect the course, and you have to be aware of how you're feeling.
For 22 years, Jim May has coached the Webster High School cross-country team, and throughout the 1990s, he's served as instructor at the Lake Placid United States Olympic Training Site. There, it's a gathering of scientists, physiologists, and national running coaching staffs who preach the correct mechanics and style for Olympic hopefuls in the long-distance categories.
Norm is also, I think, a pretty efficient runner. He doesn't have a high knee lift, and it's going to make him comfortable throughout most of the race. He's not going to use those thigh muscles, those quad muscles, because he's not raising his knees very high. What Norm has done is to be able to take his threshold level, to take the point at which lactic acids build up in his system, and to push it back a little bit.
One of Norm's Rochester running pals is 73-year-old Don McNelly, himself with nearly 400 marathons, ranking number 6 on the all-time list. He's run alongside of Frank for decades. Last year, the pair made 20 racing dates together.
He's a gentleman. I travel with him, a good traveling companion. Good guy, a good friend, but he is tough, tenacious, bullheaded, single-minded. You know, you have to be to go out there and do that week after week. But I am in awe of him. I'm in awe of anybody. I'll be running along in a marathon, and you'll meet complete strangers, and we'll start talking. I'm impressed with anybody who runs 50 marathons. You start to think about what a chore it is to go 26 miles and what it takes physically and mentally to do it. My hat's off to him.
10 years ago, Norm weathered a serious arthritic hip condition. But aside from a pulled hamstring, he can't ever recall raising a blister. Maybe it's because of his limited running that's gotten him this far.
I feel, and I see it all the time, that the reason people leave running is that they overtrain, they get injured, they get discouraged, and they aren't patient with themselves and their body, and they do too much, and they forget why they first started it, and that was to feel better about themselves.
Once Frank reaches King of the Hill status, he may allow himself to slow down, but not too much. Germany's 58-year-old Horst Preisler is about 50 marathons behind Norm. Entry fees and travel costs continue to rise, but Frank still has his eye on race sites in China, the Sahara Desert, even Antarctica. He's just 30 years away from being the oldest to do a marathon at age 92. Norm says it's 50% psychological, now that he's got his body figured out.
A lot of articles that have been written, the doctors, they've been kind of amazed that I've been able to do this, but in most respects, it's because I've been mentally able to keep this up for so long, and not the physical end of it, but I suspect somewhere along the line somebody will want to open me up and look me over.
Marathon King, Norm Frank.